You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Aloha.
Tere.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Crypto and Blockchain Talk. In this week's edition, we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency CFDs, as well as crypto bonds. And I would say that these are relatively new ways of trading and investing in crypto. So let's get started right away with covering what are CFDs or crypto CFDs. Now, regardless of the state of the crypto market and the volatility that is going on behind it, its popularity has seen an increasing number of trading platforms offering their customers access to the global crypto markets. One of these ways that this is being offered is known as a CFD, or a contract for difference. And these CFDs are only being offered for a small number of very popular cryptocurrencies. So, what exactly are cryptocurrency CFDs, or crypto CFDs, or even digital CFDs? I've heard every single name you can think of, but they all refer to, again, using cryptocurrency CFDs. How do they work, and what are the risks involved in trading them? So, first of all, let's just talk for 1 second about cryptocurrencies, which we all know are digital currencies and include coins like Bitcoin and Ethereum, and tokens like Basic Attention Token or 0x. Coins are the native cryptocurrencies of blockchains, whereas tokens have been built on top of another blockchain. So, in effect, a coin is like a parent, and the token is like the child. Right now, when most people buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies, they do so through cryptocurrency exchanges like Binance, using fiat or digital currencies to buy their crypto of choice. Sometimes people hold on to these coins for a period of time because they're hoping they're going to increase in price and hopefully also profit at a later date. It is very simple and straightforward this way to potentially benefit from cryptocurrency price rises, and these trades can be placed on centralized or decentralized exchange platforms. When you hold on to a coin for the hopes of a profit at a later date, this is known as HODL, or hold on for dear life. Now, CFDs offer a different and more complicated way to trade crypto. Now, they are a relatively new addition, like I said before, to the world of crypto, and CFDs have been around for a long time in other financial markets, such as shares, forex, and commodities. The key difference that sets them apart from buying coins or tokens on an exchange is that when you trade CFDs, you never actually own any cryptocurrency. Rather, you are forecasting whether or not the value of a particular digital currency will go up or down. If the price of that crypto moves in a direction that you predict successfully, you will make a profit. But if the price moves against you, you will make a loss. A CFD is an agreement based on an underlying asset, which is traditionally in the form of a share, an index, a commodity, or a currency pair. When you open a CFD trade, you speculate on whether you expect the value of the underlying asset to increase or decrease, but you never actually own the asset, but instead you're predicting rises or falls in the value. For every point that the price moves in your nominated direction, you will be paid multiples of the number of units that you have bought or sold. However, if that price moves in the opposite direction to the one you predicted, you will take a loss. So a cryptocurrency CFD allows you to predict the future change in value of specific cryptocurrencies. And many CFDs allow you to open contracts on the performance of a crypto relative to a fiat currency, which is usually US dollars. So for instance, like Bitcoin to USD, Ethereum to USD. But some providers also offer crypto to crypto CFDs, for example, Bitcoin to Ethereum. It is important to remember that the primary feature of a CFD is the fact that it is not the real deal. If you buy a Bitcoin CFD, it doesn't mean that you're buying Bitcoin, the actual cryptocurrency, because what you're doing is you're buying a contract about its price. Like most trading, CFD trading is fast moving and it does require close monitoring, which I guess holds true for any kind of trades that you are doing if you are doing them. You really need to watch closely what is happening. There are liquidity risks and margins that you need to maintain, which I will explain more about shortly. If you cannot cover reductions in values, your provider of the CFD may close your position and you'll have to meet the loss no matter what subsequently happens to the underlying asset. There are some key terms for CFDs, and these include ask price and the bid price. The ask price is the price at which you can buy a CFD, and the bid price is the price at which you can sell a CFD. If you think the value of a cryptocurrency will rise, you can go long. And if you expect it to decrease, you can go short. This offers the potential for you to make a profit in both rising and falling markets. One of the key concepts you need to understand before trading cryptocurrency CFDs is leverage, which is a benefit and disadvantage in this type of derivative. To open a CFD trade, you only need to deposit a small percentage of the trade's total value. Now, this can be 10%, 20%, 5%, or even less of the total transaction, and is known as the margin requirement. This is the amount of money that you will be required to deposit to open a CFD position. So, for example, if the margin requirement is 20%, and you're placing a trade worth $1,000, you will need to deposit $200. However, you will still receive 100% of gains if the price moves in the way that you predicted. On one hand, trading on margin allows you to magnify your returns, providing the potential for a much bigger return from a relatively minimal initial amount. On the other hand, it means your losses are magnified as they are calculated based on the full value of the position. This means you could end up losing much more than your initial deposit. And this is a key risk you have to be aware of before getting into crypto CFDs. And this is also where you need to understand leverage. Now, leverage is a trading tool that allows you to buy and sell CFDs with more capital than you actually have. As CFDs are leveraged, you only need to deposit a certain percentage of the full value of the trade to open a position. For example, if you open a position on a cryptocurrency with $1,000 and select a leverage of 5-1, your trade is worth 5 times your initial outlay, so $5,000 instead of the $1,000 that you committed upfront. Using leverage allows you to enjoy greater profits if the price moves in your favor, but it also means you will suffer greater losses if the price moves against you. Because of this, you have to think carefully about whether leverage trading is suitable for your trading style, and almost every CFD broker offers leverage. All regulated brokers by the European regulator SISEC have a maximum leverage for cryptocurrencies of 5-1. Most cryptocurrency exchanges do not support leverage trading apart from BitMEX, Kraken, and Poloniex, where leverage trading can be used with only certain cryptocurrency pairs. CFD instruments can be traded using stop loss and take profit tools. A stop loss order is a trading tool that allows you to set a predetermined price level at which your CFD position will be closed. This allows you to minimize your losses if the market moves against you. A take profit order functions in much the same way as a stop loss order, with the key difference being that you set the price level at which your position will be closed so that you can secure any profits before the market moves again. Now, these features come in handy when you take into consideration how extremely volatile the crypto market can be. By creating a stop loss order, you can determine at what price level your position should be closed so no further losses can occur. On the other hand, take profit allows you to safely lock in profit before the price of the underlying asset declines. Both stop loss and take profit are very important features that are crucial when trading cryptocurrencies. One should set them at a price level that will not be triggered all the time, in which your capital can be destroyed because you have to bear in mind the volatility of the crypto market. I will mention at this point that CFD trading is not available to U.S. traders because it is against U.S. securities laws. Over-the-counter financial instruments such as CFDs are heavily regulated through legislation and enforced by the SEC, or the Securities and Exchange Commission. Furthermore, in November of 2017, the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, or FCA, described cryptocurrency CFDs as extremely high risk and speculative, which should be enough to make any trader tread with caution. Although CFDs are more involved and intimidating than the straight-up buying and selling of cryptos on exchanges, they do allow you to avoid the security risks associated with trading on an exchange. They also offer the chance to profit in both rising and falling markets, and also the potential for higher rewards. But, of course, with these benefits, as I keep repeating, comes this increased level of risk. So let's again cover the potential benefits for trading CFDs. You can trade on margins, which will allow you to magnify your gains. You can trade cryptocurrencies without actually having to own any cryptocurrencies. There's no need to open a cryptocurrency storage wallet or deal with cryptocurrency exchanges. You can benefit in both rising and falling markets. It is very easy to get started using fiat or government-issued currency. And CFD trading platforms offer much better customer support than crypto exchanges. And if you go back and listen to our podcast, which is episode 11, which covers crypto exchanges, you'll see more on what we say about customer service and exchanges. Lastly, CFDs give access to an increasing range of popular cryptocurrencies. In addition to stop loss and take profit trading tools are available to help you reduce your risks. However, you also need to make sure you're fully aware of all of the risks which are associated with cryptocurrencies as well as cryptocurrency CFDs, which of course include trading on margin means losses are also magnified. You could lose much more than the amount you deposit. It is not suitable for holding on to long term, so there's no HODL here. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile and speculative, but also CFDs are very speculative. So whether you want to buy and hold cryptocurrency, trade cryptocurrency CFDs, or even pursue both options depends on your personal preferences and your trading habits. It may even be that buying and holding cryptocurrency might be better for you. So if we look at CFDs versus trading on crypto exchanges for a moment, the most important thing to remember is that in the right circumstances, both options can provide positive results. Just like you could also suffer sizable losses if things go wrong on the exchange, the same can happen if you also invest in CFDs. Whichever option you choose is entirely up to you, and it definitely goes with your preferred trading style. It is also important to remember to never invest in anything more than you can afford to lose. If you choose to tread into this space, tread carefully and start with only a small amount of money if you choose to go in this direction. Now, a lot of questions that come to us revolve around the security of both crypto exchanges and any kinds of investments. And security is always a controversial topic with cryptocurrencies. After all of the hacks that you have read about and everything to do with ICOs and exit scams, so many traders have been discouraged that they have abandoned the market. But of course, many others who can see the potential in terms of the crypto markets and the use of cryptocurrency in everyday use have come in droves. CFD brokerages are more reliable when it comes to security compared to crypto exchanges, as they are far less likely to be targeted, and even if they were, the security is on a completely different level. Furthermore, if a CFD company fails to protect your assets, they would have to answer to their regulator, which in turn will compensate you for your loss. As already mentioned, crypto CFDs are not cryptocurrencies themselves. They are just contracts on a certain price point. This means that although you may have a portfolio of $2,000 worth of Bitcoin CFDs, you don't even own a fraction of the coin. If you look at CoinMarketCap or on any crypto exchange, you will see that there are literally hundreds and hundreds of cryptocurrencies which you can have in your wallet. Crypto CFDs don't come in all coins and fiat or government-issued money. In most cases, you'll find CFDs that trade with Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dash, and Litecoin, and so therefore you are kind of restricted right from the start. It is my opinion when I say that CFDs are more suitable for day traders who like to enter a position and then exit quickly. Now, kind of the opposite of the CFD, where I just said you can enter and exit quickly, are bonds, or crypto bonds, digital bonds, token bonds. Again, there's a variety of names that these come under, but I'm going to refer to these as crypto bonds. So what are bonds exactly? So when you invest in bonds, you are effectively lending money to a government or a company at an agreed interest rate for a set period of time. And in return, the borrower, which would be that government or company, would promise to pay you interest at regular intervals and repay your loan at the end of the term. The people who purchase a bond receive interest payments during that bond's term, or for as long as they hold the bond, at the bond's stated interest. When that bond matures or the term of that bond expires, the company pays back the bondholder at the bond's face value. With traditional bonds, you receive something called a bond indenture, which is a legal financing document that describes the key terms of the bond's issuance, such as maturity date and interest rates. Well, luckily for us now, bonds have now gone crypto. There is a blockchain startup named Nivora who is issuing crypto bonds in Ethereum. They are run under the regulatory oversight of Britain's Financial Conduct Authority, or FCA, and they are issued by London-based luxury retail startup Lux.com, created with the help of many industry leaders to give the company a new way to raise capital for short-term seasonal demand. What's truly disruptive about their issuance isn't the use of cryptocurrency, rather it's the fact that the bond will be cleared, settled, and registered on the public blockchain, in this case, Ethereum's blockchain. Now, these bonds have a relatively short life cycle of 1 week, and it's also part of a larger experiment to see if removing financial middlemen can make such investment vehicles more accessible to small businesses on a larger scale. Nivora claims that their Ethereum bond is expected to offer annual interest of around 10% to help offset the perceived risk of using a cryptocurrency prone to rapid price fluctuations. Nivora's Ethereum bonds are just the latest of a two-part experiment designed to show how public blockchains can turn bond issuance into an increasingly self-service industry. Yet, even though you need to bear in mind that this process was designed to be as self-service as possible, a trustee service is also being provided in case the issuer defaults on the loan, because a blockchain cannot do that. A blockchain cannot go and enforce a contract and reclaim the assets for the investors, and this is where an accountable third party is always required. So, in spite of the difficulty in automating some of this earlier work, end users are still afforded a degree of self-service by using private keys assigned to them via the KYC and AML onboarding process, which was built into Nivora's platform. The biggest difference between the tests that they're doing that was instead of depositing the cryptocurrency directly onto an account on the blockchain, as with the Ethereum bond, British pounds were deposited into Nivora's client money account. There are other bond issuers such as Daimler, Fisco, and Overstock who have used cryptocurrency for part of their process. Issuing bonds and equities in the traditional sense requires multiple steps and the involvement of multiple parties, making it an expensive and inefficient process. Nivora claims that they can slash the time from issuance to market for financial instruments by up to 80%. Now, proponents are saying that the tokenization of debt and equity, essentially turning complex financial instruments into instantly tradable cryptocurrencies or digital tokens, could dramatically cut costs for raising capital. That could allow smaller companies, who are currently beholden to commercial lenders, to tap into capital markets. As ICO crowd sales lose momentum, entrepreneurs are looking for new ways to connect with investors. Crypto bonds are a modern take on bonds, one of the oldest financial instruments in the world, enabling blockchain-based businesses to raise money. We have come to the end of our podcast, but I'm still going to read you a very fun disclaimer. This information should not be interpreted as an endorsement of cryptocurrency or any specific provider, service, or offering. This podcast is not a recommendation to trade. Cryptocurrencies are speculative, complex, and involve significant risks. They are highly volatile and sensitive to secondary activity. Performance is unpredictable, and past performance is no guarantee of future performance. You need to consider your own circumstances and obtain your own advice and do your own due diligence before relying on any, including this, information. You should also verify the nature of any product or service, including its legal status and relevant regulatory requirements, and consult the relevant regulators' websites before making any decisions. This has been Crypto and Blockchain Talk, and I want to thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. We rely on great people like you to keep us going. And in that spirit, I would also like to invite you to email us at education@savvydigital.com. That's education@savvydigital.com if you have any topics that you would like us to cover. Please like us on Twitter and Facebook. And also remember to tell your friends and family to download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbeam, and Spotify. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we look forward to having you again next week as our listener. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes. Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.